Do not attempt to adjust your radio. Time is taking control. You're traveling through another decade. We've been waiting for you. Welcome back.
Let the word go forth to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things.
Roger, zero G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
For the first time, an agreement has been reached on bringing the forces of nuclear destruction under international control.
Acts of violence against the armed forces of the United States must be met not only with alert defense, but with positive replies.
We'll continue in a moment from a place where history is only a rumor.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Memory Jukebox. And as we said at the beginning of the programme, we have to give thanks to the Disability Partnership Calderdale and also Awards for All for supporting this show. We ended on a rather shocking note. Ignorance isn't always bliss. And those snippets came from the 50s, of course, during the Teddy Boy era, but it was almost like the old guard being very, very offensive about jazz coming from the jungle, etc. And interestingly, as noted, Duke Ellington himself was the first jazz composer to be included in Radio 3's Composers of the Week.
My biggest enlightenment was I was listening to Tony Hancock half.
All right.
On came Bill Haley's guitar riff in the middle of Rock Around the Clock.
All right, yeah.
And that just knocked me cold.
Yeah.
That was a complete change of music in my head.
Yeah.
Somehow,
yeah.
I don't know why it impressed me so much. I did move on a bit from big bands and things.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hot. Have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, and it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
My mum and dad used to listen to the Mills Brothers and the Ink Spots,
yeah.
And I have a 20-year-old son now, and he loves that. He loves the 40s big band stuff, but he loves Louis Jordan more than anybody.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the jive, and it loves me. coffee and tea and a java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup,
boy.
I love java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, slip me a slug from the wonderful mug. I've got a rug that I'm stuck in the jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the java jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, Boston beans, soybeans, green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean, unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the java jive and it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. I love java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, now pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup,
yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mug. I've got a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in a pot, Joe. I take 'em a slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the java jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the java and me.
Yeah.
A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boom.
We've got a potpourri of music which we can share with the younger generation coming through. And I think you were saying earlier, there is almost that cycle where people are getting in to what was going on back
then. He's into our year.
Yeah.
I've almost been at least 4 years behind.
I think equally though, when you look at the history of music, if you look at big bands through to now, you're talking about maybe, what, 60, 70 years, which isn't a lot of time when you consider the classical period.
No.
We
compare it with the classical.
Yeah, we talk about classical music, and we're still talking about classical music being created now, which takes you back to 15th, 16th century.
Yeah.
And yet we talk about modern music, oh, it's gone from that, from that, from that, but it's almost just in a breath of air.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally gone from R&B to rock and roll, soul, the music I listen to. The inspiration that that's had on white music has always been something which I've tried to champion. There's a lot of music that's been ignored.
Like Nat King Cole.
Yeah, Nat King Cole, interesting. I mean, he started as a pianist, didn't he, before he was even recognised as a vocalist.
Yeah,
there's a lot of interesting things still to learn.
Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea, let there be wind
an occasional rain. Chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees. Someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. But first of all, please let there be love. But first of all, please let there be love. 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 Let there be
as we've just been talking about music and influences and also how young pop music is, it's also interesting to see how Tchaikovsky and Beethoven have been used. And Duke Ellington we're going to go back to first to hear the Sugar Rum Fairy, taken from his adaptation of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, and then Nutcracker from 1962 from Bee Bumble and the Stingers. And then we're going to finish all up to date with a 2024 release by John Batiste, which is incredible, and we're going to listen to his take on Beethoven. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just wondered what music you were listening to. I know you were saying you felt 4 years behind.
Yeah.
What really continued your inspiration? Because, I mean, now it's not big band stuff, it's keyboard. What's inspired your music now in pop terms?
Going to the folk clubs.
All right.
I didn't think was very much. And there were, like I said, people like Mike Harding. And if you went to the right club, there was a good entertainment.
Yeah.
And I heard this girl, Janet Jones, playing, and I like, and she was going to make a record, and I ended up on it with playing bass, because I'd played a bit of bass by then.
Oh, right.
And later on, she put her music to four of the Bronte poems. We made this LP, and I was on it. She ordered about 150 copies, but the Bronte Museum put the mockers on it by the same. We don't want you to make money out of the Brontes. Bit of a snobby sort of...
That's our job.
Yeah, anyway, we were going to, as I said, we're going to go on tour, in a way, doing these records, doing these poems, singing, and me accompanying her and stuff like that. But it all fell through because the Bronte Museum didn't encourage us.
The night is darkening round me, the wild winds coldly blow, but a tyrant's spell has bound me, and I cannot go, but a tyrant's spell has bound me, and I cannot go. The giant trees are bending, their bare boughs weighed with snow, and the storm is fast descending, and yet I cannot go, and the storm
I thought, "Don't Cry for Me, Argentina,"
yeah,
was a good song. So I went to see Evita,
yeah,
and I didn't like Evita.
Still need your love after all that I've done.
girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines. At sixes and sevens with you, I had to let it happen. I had to change. Couldn't stay all my life down at heel, looking out. Don't keep your distance. And as for fortune and as for fame, I never invited them in. Though it seemed to the world they were all I desired, they are. They're not the solutions they promised to be. The answer was here all the time. I love you and hope you love me. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Don't keep your distance. Have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true.
A song in the Brontes that I like to think I could get people to like the song, and then they'll probably watch the Bronte musical.
What's the song called?
What's a Girl to Do for Equality?
Right.
Men have so many freedoms. They can do anything they like in society, but if a girl did the same, she would be accused of impropriety in those days. Everything's about choice. We should have a voice. We're half the human race. We should take our place. I'd love to think the song would catch on with women.
Well, it's probably the right time as well, isn't it? Could I just say, though, that the interesting thing with that point is that you go back to Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights.
Yeah.
How much do you think the impact of that going to number one on the national charts didn't only just make her career explode, but surely that would have meant a lot more people knew about the Bronte family, about Haworth, about that area. And don't they think that somebody like yourselves doing what you had in mind would have encouraged more people to their museum?
Yeah, definitely. But they were, I'm telling you what they said.
Yeah.
He lived in Haworth, you see,
right.
Janet, and
yeah.
I just did what she wanted at the time. I wasn't that bothered. But what I'm saying about that is I'd never thought about writing songs, although I'd done music for so long. And just out passing the time, I wrote this little song about the Brontes. And I thought, oh, that were easy.
The house is our home.
Is that the start of what you're doing now?
I'd never thought of writing songs, and that song, I made it into a musical.
Yeah,
writing it for school, I thought, a little music for school kids to do. He comes along and he makes it into an Andrew Lloyd Webber production, because he's done, you know, he wants the girls singing harmonies, and he wants the build-up. I didn't put any build-ups in it. Yeah, the first song is Howth Is Our Home. And what it is, the Brontes ended up most of their lives in Howth. They went away trying to do things, and all ended up back together. I felt sorry for the Brontes, and the fact everybody thinks they were depressing.
Yeah.
Because they died young, and there was a lot of illness in the family. You know, there were five sisters, and two of them died. I think of them as the Spice Girls of 200 years ago.
You were, yeah.
When I first met Thomas, says, get me the Spice Girls, I'll do my Bronte musical.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think they've done all these cheap songs, I thought they might want a bit of class. One day, but they're in the 50s now, aren't they?
They will be, yeah. But no, it's. I suppose we live in a strange age with music and technology coming together. I'm not very... Well, I'm not impressed with the AI generation of things.
No.
You know, but... You look at, but it's not new. This isn't new. I mean, I've been watching some Marvel movies with my son, and you've got Michael Douglas, who's 70 odd now, must be, and they've actually used the computer generating to make him look younger in some of the flashbacks in the movie, and it looks okay. It works okay, but you also think back to like when Gladiator came out and. I think it was Oliver Reed who died before it was finished. So they computerized him into it. So AI is not new, but it's caught everybody's imagination. And the reason I'm saying that is because of the ABBA spectaculars that are showing.
Yeah.
And it's them, when you see them in person now, you know, they're with the walking sticks and they're looking old and, you know, but on the... computer thing on the screen, they're as they were.
Do you think the AI will be able to write songs?
I think they are doing, but the problem is, what AI doesn't have is emotion, doesn't have passion.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like I say, I'm 4 years behind everything. And when I get writing songs, the flipping AI will leave me behind.
No, I don't think it will. To be honest, I honestly think that creative people are already rebelling against it anyway.
Yeah, they are.
And publishers, I mean, the publisher I have, she's actually made a statement saying that she will never use it because all AI does is put out what people put into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not new. You know, it might be able to move things around, but there's no emotion. Passion is what makes people want to sing the music that they hear on a station or whatever. I went to a meeting talking about things like AI, and I said the problem is we have a generation of people who want a quick fix. Everything's got to be instant, and that's what AI can offer you. And I said it's like somebody watching somebody fall over, put it on TikTok, and they think they're Steven Spielberg. They think they're a director. They've got no knowledge, no history, and that's why it's important talking to people like yourself about the history of how you have achieved what you've achieved. And I think that's an inspiration to another generation. If the generation has nobody who can inspire them, AI will be a poor replacement for that.
You stopped me worrying then, because I thought it's just ironic that it'll take over just when I've just got to this point in.
I wouldn't worry, because it's about being an individual. It's about being yourself.
You know I don't want someone to compare me. I wanna be by myself. I came in this world alone. Be myself. I wanna go to China and to see Japan. I'd like to sail the oceans before the seas run dry. I wanna go by myself. I just room in on for one. Me, myself, and I want.
Somebody actually said to me once, because they said, how long does it take you to do that comic book page? And I said, probably about 10 hours. And they said, hey, I could do that in 5 minutes for you.
Mm.
And I went away thinking about that, and I thought, I want my 10 hours sitting behind a drawing board, sitting with my pencil, sitting with my paints, and actually constructing it how I want it to be, and actually enjoying 10 hours. If not, they're taking 9 hours 55 minutes of enjoyment off me, because, you know, it's like taking a photocopy and saying that's an original piece of art.
Yeah.
It's a copy, and AI is a copy, it's not the original.
Yeah.
So there you go, you got me on my soapbox now.
Yeah.
You were saying that the next one that's coming out is about a dog?
Yeah, we had a little dog and it died.
Right.
I think there's a market for somebody. People love their dogs, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
only a short little song. Isn't it?
Yeah.
He wants to film it, you see.
Right.
Singing with a dog.
Yeah. They're on YouTube. Can people download your songs as well?
He's explained to me that, like, you don't sell a record or anything nowadays. You just got to get enough people
to like
into your channel
that the
advertisers will pay to be with you. That's all you can do.
It's a different world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very, very different world. Yeah.
When I met him, he comes, put it there, is his phrase.
Right.
So wrote a song with the chorus, put it there. It's
that's been done before. Bob Hope and Bing Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
Put it there, pal.
A long time ago.
But that's going back to the swing period again, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't care where I'm going, just as long as I'm with you. Put it there, pal, put it there.
I'll be just like your horses, and I'll stick to you like glue.
Put it there, pal, put it there. I'm glad you're fooling Pepsodent.
Oh, that happy snow.
Stealing all that cash.
I hear your show on Thursdays.
Nice, huh?
What a lot of eggs you smash.
Well, at least I don't depend upon Colonna's big mustache.
Oh, he gave me the brush.
You're faithful and you're fair. Put it there.
Skin me that, skin me. You've got that something in your voice so right for selling cheese.
Hustle a lot of this stuff.
Put it there, pal. Put it there.
Put that back in a bowl.
You know, I think your jokes are great.
Really?
It's just that folks are hard to please.
They're just snobs, that all.
Put it there, pal. Put it there. Your face could make a fortune. Just your nose should make a lot.
How do you siphon? I like the way you wear those gaudy colored shirts you've got. Boy, the only time a rainbow ever covered up a pot.
You're such a perfect square.
Uh-oh, is that on the paper there? Let me see the square. Where? How do we need it? Big crowd here tonight.
Shall we dance?
Sorry, I have my heavy underwear on.
Oh, just to once around to the adrenaline, huh?
Well, okay, if I lead. My colleague.
My crony.
My cohort.
My friend.
Companions.
Confederates.
Chums to the end.
Like meat and potatoes.
Or salt and tomatoes.
Boy, what a blend. Don't put it in the paper.
Don't worry about me.
Don't put it on the air.
I'll finish.
Don't put it in your pipe. Put it there.
Confidentially, do you like this as well as singing?
Leave your name with the girl when you go out. We may get you for some crowd noise.
Sure, and call me.
Well, look, I found Crosby's pitch, really. I haven't been a singer until recently, but singers, you get better as you do a lot, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's like when people say, oh, I wish I could draw like that. Well, yeah. I always say, well, I wish I could do maths or physics like you do. You know, it's practice,
yeah,
constant practice.
Well, I'm playing piano, singing every day.
Yeah.
My wife, she's got Alzheimer's.
Oh, right, no, I didn't know.
Oh, well, she's quite bad with it now. But you'll get her singing the old songs, she knows all the words. I'm playing there and she's singing them all.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know what you've just said about a cup of tea. You make a cup of tea, she never drinks it, she just forgets it's there.
Right, right.
She's gone bad.
Yeah.
So, in some ways, I wondered if I could do more. There must be more to it that music could really do something for them.
I go to Lee Mount Care Home on a Tuesday afternoon and I do an art session with them. And I play music as well.
Oh, right.
And talk about local history.
Yeah, so you're already doing what I'm wondering.
No, but what I'm saying is that there are things that people like. They actually enjoy having guests come in.
Oh, it's funny you say that. We're actually planning on filming one of the next singles at a care home. Because Derek's got a song about keeping fit, even though you may be older and... We want to film you do it in an old people's home because it's a bit like an exercise video.
All right, right.
So we might have it in there, maybe.
Can I just say a big, big thank you, Derek, for what's
thank
been
you
a,
to you,
a yeah. fascinating story. And good luck with everything else that you're doing. And I'm sure there's going to be loads more to come and talk about here off Phoenix.
We've met the right people, haven't we?
Yeah.
Thanks to Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
With his cheek.
He's cheeked his way into your...
Yeah. Always.
And like I say, it won't be the last time we have you here.
Now we'll be back again soon with your new single about your dog and hopefully soon maybe the Bronte musical.
Yeah, it's given us an impetus, hasn't it?
The
girls will really appreciate that we are serious around.
Right, I'm going to thank you again and we will see you no doubt in the future.
Yeah, if you've got you call and see us.
Telling us what you're doing. Yeah. So I do appreciate your time and
appreciate your
and your stories. So thank you again, Derek.
Thank you for having us.
Right.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
taste. This one's not for me.
At his watch. Any second now, and here comes Hurst. He's got some people are on the pitch. They think it's all over. It is now. It's four.